Good morning. It's 17th of June. Our New Testament reading today is the first epistle of John, chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you from Brother Lou Sargent's book, The Teaching of the Master. And I'm going to start by reading 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now to Brother Sargent. The clue to the mind and practice of the saint is to be found in the repeated phrase, the Father which is in secret. He is the King eternal, incorruptible, invisible, the only God. Those words come from 1 Timothy chapter 1. And those who love him will live as seeing him who is invisible. Withdrawing from distraction, they will come from time to time into a realm where the measure and standards of men no longer exist. Even with beloved friends, there is a bound which cannot be passed. Even between man and wife, in the highest of human unions, where mutual understanding may be most intimate, there is, in the last analysis, a limit imposed by the very fact that they are two living souls, two conscious entities, whose selfhood is bound up with their animate bodies. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "Who among men knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? But there is one to whom all hearts are naked and laid open. Darkness is as light to him. The thought unspoken is heard by his ears, because he is beyond all things seen, beyond the visible phenomena of the universe which he has created. And therefore, because the Father is in secret, he seeth in secret. And to the invisible one, the invisible things are known." Along with awe at the penetrating knowledge and grief at the frailty which it reveals, there is joy for disciples in the fact that they are truly known. In private prayer, they need not fear men's malice or misunderstanding. And they cannot seek men's praise unless, God forbid, it be their own. Here, if anywhere in the world, they will be true, because they are alone with the God of truth. And from such communion, a fellowship may grow to reach its fullness in the day when they shall know even as they are known, being like the Son, in whom the Father is made manifest, for they shall see him even as he is. Only to the man of faith can such a communion be possible. But he who has it will be in touch with reality. Not only so, but he will have a core of reality within himself, a touchstone for the half-truths which come from his own nature, for the shams in the world around him. He will be more than truthful. He will be a man of truth. He is unmoved by the judgment of men, not from pride towards them, but from humility towards God. And so let us walk in the light of his countenance until the Lord comes. Thank you for listening to me.